Good morning. I'm Andrea Altman.
And I'm Emily Bell. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last weekend was a very special time for lots of Garrigan activities. First, there was dance. Over 400 dancers were competing last weekend in Pella in the State Solo Dance Championships, and Bishop Garrigan's own Amy Dahlhauser and Becca Malsbury ended up taking home first and second place. Amy completely captivated the crowd with her performance of All I Want, which featured graceful lines and seemingly weightless leaps. The judges commented that Amy had a gift for making the most difficult technical moves look effortless. Finishing right behind Becca's routine home was both technically difficult and lighthearted. Congratulations to Amy and Becca, the top dancers in Iowa.
While the dancers were in Pella, the Golden Bear Competition Cheer Squad was competing in Des Moines. Some issues forced them to completely overhaul their routine at the last minute, but they ended up performing almost flawlessly. The Bears tied for first, losing the decision on a half-point tiebreaker. They officially took home the second-place trophy from state. Congratulations to Kristen Birdie, Kimberly Schultz, Hannah Bodie, Jessica Springer, Sarah Matthews, Sydney McNerney, Ashley Bodie, Riley Coombe, Mallory Schultz, and Kelsey Berkey, and to coach Aaron Miller.
The other big news last weekend was from the Quiz Bowl team, who competed in their third big tournament this season. They say three's a charm, and it definitely was for the Quiz Bowlers. Garrigan had two teams in the playoffs at the Algona Invitational, and one of them ended up winning the championship. The team we dubbed NGC 3109 featured Jake Rosemeyer, Anna Kolash, Michael Fockler, and Levi Bernhard. They were undefeated on the day with a perfect 11-0 record. They dominated their competition until the final round, where they edged past Algona High to take first place overall. Also making playoffs were Team Dwingalo, which included Rachel Birdie, Philip Dietrich, Dustin Miller, and Andrea Altman. They ended up in fourth place out of 41 teams from 17 schools around northern Iowa.
The Bears' victories qualifies them to make another trip to the National Academic Championships. They plan on to accept the bid, and this will be their fourth year in a row and the 12th time since 1995. Garrigan has gone to a National Quiz Bowl. This year's national tournament will be Memorial Day weekend at Loyola University in New Orleans, Louisiana. Congratulations to Coach David Burrow and all the Quiz Bowl team.
There's more Quiz Bowl action today. Jake Rosemeyer, Michael Fockler, Alex Hamilton, Michael Hellman, Dustin Miller, Levi Bernhard, Grace Style, Philip Dietrich, and Drew McGill are over in Orange City for the Little Dutch Invitational at MOC Floyd Valley High School. This tournament features a much different mix of teams than many of the other Garrigan goes to, including schools near the South Dakota border. Lizzie Holmeister, Zach Scoba, and Jake Hamilton will be alternates at the tournament today. Good luck, Bears!
The annual magazine drive ended last week, and while it took until the last day, we are pleased that we made our goal. Marco Hellman, Jake Rosemeyer, and Alex Boydley were the top three overall sellers. The senior class was number one overall, with the sophomores close behind. Thanks to everyone who helped with this fundraiser. If you missed out on the magazine drive, you can still go to the school website and renew your subscriptions while supporting the school.
There's always something new to check out at the Bishop Garrigan website. Garrigan was one of the first schools anywhere to go on the internet, and today that site is older than some of our students. In fact, Garrigan's website has been online continuously for 15 years now. Just last summer, we moved to a new home in cyberspace, the domain bishopgarrigan.org. That's a lot easier to find than our old address, but you'll still find all the pictures and information you've come to expect. This year, Logan Smith, Joel Redding, Tyler Lawyer, Michael Fockler, and Charlie Tilgis are maintaining the school website, so be sure to check out their work at bishopgarrigan.org.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Andrew Schultz. Here to tell you about him is Terrence Franklin.
Andrew Schultz is a year-rounded athlete whose favorite sport is probably golf. He helped lead the Golden Bears boys to the state golf championship last spring. Andrew is also a two-year football letter winner and a key part of the Golden Bear basketball team. His other activities include publications and Christian leadership. He's helped with the community, Relay for Life, and United Way fundraisers. Andrew wants to major in mechanical engineering in college, and we wish him the best in the future.
Thanks, Terrence, on our Golden Bear calendar. There's Quiz Bowl today in Orange City. Monday, we'll have a jeans day for the student gift for gala. And that night, boys basketball practice begins.
Tuesday afternoon, we will have the annual induction ceremony for the National Honor Society. We'll tell you who the new members are on next week's show. And that night, the girls' basketball team plays in a jamboree at Cortwith.
Wednesday will have a short day because of Mass in the morning and teacher in-service in the afternoon. Also, that day, the Iowa Core Curriculum Team will be at a special meeting to learn about curriculum alignment.
Wednesday evening, the freshman confirmation candidates will have a night of reflection. Then Friday and Saturday, students from all over the Sioux City Diocese will be at Garrigan for a search retreat.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.